Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a good day to bid you good day. Will you ever let me walk away?
Hello.
Reminding me of yesterday.
Yesterday is gone. Forget it. Can't do anything about yesterday. Let's focus on today, shall we? One of my favorite new philosophies is to forget about yesterday and focus on the now, the here and the now. Although a lot of the things that we talk about here on Good Day are things that have already happened. And maybe we bring you around to a focus on what maybe is going to be the outcome of these things that have happened. What's the now about it? And maybe what's the future? Later on in this half hour, Dr. Bruce Shanahoff will read between the lines medically for us. In the meantime, it is our job to go through things of interest and import for you, what you need to know, maybe a few facts here and there if we're lucky. Molly Page is in charge of that once in a while. Jennifer's got a few facts. Rich McFadden is here. Kenny Kessler. And the two stories that sort of, Adley, I got some, Kenny, maybe you've seen, I'm sure you have because you're watching Facebook. I'm looking at some of the Twitter stuff and Facebook stuff. Somebody who blamed me. What is it that we were talking earlier about black and white and the police and good police and bad police, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I'm not sure exactly what question you may have posted there, but this fellow said that I'm contributing to the problem because I'm not fair to the police.
Oh, whether there's a war on the police.
War on the police, right. Yeah. Yes, and I'm... What did he say? Yes, and I'm furthering it?
You're perpetuating it.
Perpetuating it, right, exactly. And how am I doing that? Because I'm talking about it, in essence? Maybe that's the...
I don't think he elaborated.
I'm guilty of talking about something that's important to America, and yet, whether you agree or disagree with me, we ought to have a dialogue. It's not just to sweep it under the rug, because then, in fact, sir, you become the problem. 888-302-3684. A high school principal from Georgia coming under fire for comments she made at the end of the school graduation ceremony that many in the audience found to be racially insensitive. See if you think this is, Molly, you have the quote, right?
Do I have the quote?
Do you have the quote? If you don't have
the
quote...
This is an excellent question.
That is the question. All right, so here's the lady. Nancy Gordick is her name, principal of TNT Academy in Stone Mountain, Georgia. She apologized. That hasn't quieted the controversy. At the graduation ceremony, she skipped the valedictorian speech. When the crowd started to leave the church where the ceremony was being held, she tried to regain their attention. Quote, y'all are the rudest people I've ever seen not to listen to this speech.
Y'all.
Look who's leaving. All the black people. Video of the event shows the crowd appearing to grow increasingly disgruntled as the people continue to leave. She raised her voice. And as you can imagine, the remarks angered the audience, many describing it as a racist outburst. She named only black people. Said one fellow who was there for the graduation ceremony, she didn't say, oh, look at the Caucasians leaving. Look at the Indians leaving. She said blacks. So she apologized. She was angry because people were not paying proper attention. Is this racism? Is this just more? And are we, do these sorts of things happen all the time? And are we just off the mark because we're talking about it? Yes, no, opinions. Kenny, I'll start with you. You followed this story a little bit. What's the, this woman looking at, and being very judgmental here, and ought not to be probably, my opinion after reading, I hadn't seen a picture of her before I read the story. This is a lady who started the school. It's a private school. I believe it's a Christian school, is it not?
I think so.
Yeah. Okay. So, so what do we get out of this? This is the South has more of a problem with this than the North? Yes or no? Who thinks there's more problems with this sort of thing in the southern part of our country than in the northern part?
Is that fair? I don't know if that's a fair question anymore.
Well, that's why I asked the question, to see if, in fact, there are
people... I don't
people
know if it's like that.
I think the perception is...
The perception is that, but, you know, I've been... My family's in North Carolina, and occasionally, in a small town, you might see a Confederate flag flying somewhere, but other than that, I don't see a lot of inequality, but that's my perspective. I don't know if that's...
You don't see a lot of inequality where?
In the South. what you're talking about.
You don't see inequality in the South?
Well, I don't see it is what I'm saying.
All right.
I'm sure it's there.
Well, I think there's an example of what you're saying. If we look across the country to Colorado, the owner of a barbecue restaurant drawing criticism for offering a White Appreciation Day discount said all
That's
he wanted
a little creepy.
To celebrate was Americans of all races, not just one.
You know, it's about time because you know what? I feel actually a little left out.
We white don't have people a, have not gotten a fair shake.
No, we have not. We don't have White Appreciation Month.
Well,
actually they do, but they wear hoods when they do it.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Oh, all right. Molly's fitting right in here.
Am I off color?
No, it's okay. You're not off color. Off color. Yes,
color.
You're
right.
All about white.
There.
So this started off as a joke about how there is no holiday that celebrates the white community. And the fellow who ran the restaurant said it's been misinterpreted as a racially charged promotion. The name of the establishment is Rubbin' Butts Barbecue.
Oh, hello. It's a think tank.
God love these people because think about, would you have ever known about Rubbin' Butts Barbecue like a week ago?
Nope.
How would we have gotten through this week?
Nope.
Without knowing of this?
Yep.
I feel the need to go there.
Yes, it is. It's important to go there. All right. So does that have anything to do with the rest of the conversation?
I forgot what the conversation
was. Well, the conversation was about black and white relationships and how it affects the police and
about rubbing butts.
Rubbing butts. All right.
Yeah. I don't know.
Molly, you got the latest total on who's been hurt after all these storms?
Indeed. This was just a crazy weekend for storms. Many tornadoes ripping through several of the central states. Two people now killed, dozens injured. And then we had tropical storm Anna in the Carolinas. But they are confirming two people dead now in southwest Arkansas. The victims lived in adjoining mobile homes, two other people critically injured. And then in Van, northern Texas, about two dozen people injured there, some homes destroyed. That was due to tornadoes. And there's also heavy flooding in that area. And tornadoes ripped off roofs as well in a town near Denton, about 40 miles from Dallas. Mm-hmm. They're not completely out of the woods yet, but, you know, they're still cleaning up from all of this damage from the weekend. So that there's a possibility they could find more people deceased.
Jennifer Horn received a bit of news.
I did?
Yes, you did.
No.
An email from somebody who thought you were doing a good job. Jennifer, I listen to Doug's show quite a bit because I always wake up in the middle of the night. I listen with the headphones in bed so I don't bother my wife. Doug is an interesting older guy that has lots of ideas on things. Not always correct, but he is not in a shortage for thoughts. And we are all getting older and must appreciate what the younger and older generations bring to our lives. You regularly demonstrate an ability to perceive situations accurately, in my opinion. For example, your breakdown of the Bruce Jenner interview was excellent. You pointed out that it seems like he didn't head full tilt into this transgender thing until his psychiatrist put him on female hormones. Men and women can have strong traits on the opposite sex, but yet not be gay or transgender. They are just a sensitive man or a strong woman. If they start connecting their socially perceived sensitivity or strength to their sexuality or physical self, I believe that's when they become confused. I believe the artificial application of female hormones have set him on this path is not normal, no judging, though. We all have our own problems, so I will not judge what I deem to be his problem. The only problem, he said, that I have is that I'm getting older. I'm an older guy. Really? I think Richie's an older guy. He's older than Molly, no, I don't know if he is or not. No, I guess Molly, you're a little older than Richie, right? In truth.
I think I'm older than Molly.
Oh, are you really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. All right. So
I'm from Hollywood. We don't have ages. We have age ranges.
Yeah, what is this old you're speaking about? What?
Yes.
Right. Wait. All right, let's see. What else? This guy went on and on and on. Oh, wait a minute. This is for you, apparently, Jen. And here is to you finding the right man that can make you happy.
Praise
hope
God.
You're not too
Hallelujah.
Picky. He said, hope you are not too picky.
Oh.
Then again, the man has to pick you, and I think he will soon. My wife had to settle for me, but I'm just what she needs, and she's just what I need. In the end,
that's sweet.
We are put here to have children if we possibly can. No time like the present. Make sure the man wants to is in on the kid thing as well, because little boys and little girls need a dad around just as much as this guy.
He's trying to get you knocked up, Jen.
I know. I'm excited.
Larry Austin is an Anchorage.
Thank you, Larry. I want to be, as you said, with child.
Really? Okay. We wouldn't have to get too carried away to have that happen.
That's right. That's what my mom
is. But he is writing to you while he's in bed with his wife.
Right. Yeah.
And he's wearing headphones.
Yeah, we're all friends. We're a happy threesome.
There's a meeting of a group of Middle Eastern leaders at Camp David. One person will not be there, the king of Saudi Arabia, Mr. Salman bin Abdulaziz.
I'm sorry,
Al-Saud. Who's your what? He's not going to show up. This is a Gulf Cooperation Council meeting. Observers see this
that
as
Obama,
a...
Obama, always golfing.
Right, yeah.
I see what you did there.
Right. White House downplaying the significance of his not showing up. Yeah. Well, the Saudis are working on trying to get the Yemenis to go after the Saudis with them, right? You got to have a scorecard in order to figure out what the heck is going on. But I think that's one of the reasons for them not being together. And didn't the president go out of his way to go to Saudi Arabia to kiss the ring of the new leader after the old man died?
He did, yes.
So what's that all about? Oy. Speaking of what things are all about, the medical profession is full of contradictions. Dr. Bruce Shanahoff addresses one of them next here on Good Day.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Did you have a bad dream last night? Well, in these difficult times, more and more people are suffering through the night. Fortunately, bad dreams, they're pretty easy to handle. Here's the social science of it. Researchers have found that 70% of all dreams are negative. They're typically the falling, chasing, failing, and of course appearing naked in public dreams. But it doesn't matter if it's a baby nightmare or a monster dream. Gets the adrenaline going and strikes fear. All dreams are harmless.
Good night all and pleasant dreams.
What's the cheap psychological trick? To mitigate the fear after a bad dream, ask yourself one question. Was I hurt? Chances are the answer will be no. When you realize you're safe and secure, the pain of the dream is diminished. Got a question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Older, pre-twin cam Harley-Davidsons are dirt cheap. Wrench got a 95 fat boy with 35,000 on the clock asking $5,000 for a bike with no chain tensioners to worry about. Today on American Biker Minute.
The Movie Man 6-second DVD review starts now.
Impersonating a comedy, The Wedding Ringer proves that money can't buy friends, a best man, or laughs. I'm out.
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Avengers Age of Ultron, now playing in theaters.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Twin cam Harleys are prone to cam chain tensioner problems, which over time may necessitate an engine overhaul. Prior to 2000, almost all hogs were powered by 1340cc Evolution engines. The Evo employs a single cam with no cam chain tensioners. Don't wait till everybody on the block figures this out and goes looking for a clean Evo. $5,000. Using money to steal the bike. American Biker Minute. Your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Today on App Check, Bubble Shooter is Tetris with bubbles. It's pretty fun, but right in the middle of a game, an annoying pop-up asks if I want to upgrade.
What?
Bubble Shooter struck out.
The Movie Man 6-second DVD review starts now.
A timely, important biopic in one of the best movies of the year. If you have a dream, march to see Selma. I'm in.
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Avengers Age of Ultron, now playing in theaters.
Think green. Harrison with you. The Guardian newspaper of London is reporting that up in the Bolivian Andes Mountains, the Uruchapaya tribe's very existence is threatened by global warming. What was once a huge lake is now a cracked desert made of salt. Nothing seems to be growing there. The Chapaya Indians that have lived there for thousands of years are now thought to be the oldest surviving culture in all the Andes. The local river, now a trickle from global warming and the entire population no longer able to survive, the chief of the Uruchapaya tribe says that all used to be a water area with ducks and crabs and reeds. Now they have nothing to eat, he says. All their children have left. Their people now perishing. Scientists say glaciers are melting and drought is spreading. And for the Uruchapaya, they're now facing extinction. from the Greeniverse.
Ya no hay pasto por los animales.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
All right, here we go with Dr. Bruce Shanahoff, who joins us on Good Day every week at this time, with an understanding of the medical world from perhaps a different and alternative point of view. He brings stories to the surface that have not had an interpretation or perhaps a sifting. How's that, Bruce? Is that good? Sifting through the stories and finding things that may apply to certain problems differently. What do you have today?
Well, there was a study published a couple of weeks ago in the Journal of the American Medical Association. It was supposed to be a definitive study about the issue of MMR vaccine and does it have any relationship to autism. And, of course, the pro-vaccination, the pro-mandatory vaccination people were all creaming with this because it was this large study, 95,000 kids, and everybody got all excited. But what I would like to point out about this study is that the head researcher for this study is someone who works for the Lewin Group. And the Lewin Group is a consulting firm regularly employed by no less than 10 different pharmaceutical companies. And another client of theirs is the CDC. And while many people would think, well, you know, they have a government agency who's their employer, they must be pretty good. But according to Robert Kennedy Jr., who was testifying before a state Senate hearing in Vermont last week, he called the CDC, quote, an agency that has become a cesspool of corruption. Epidemiological studies such as these, that was the end of his quote, but I want to go on to say the epidemiological studies, they can be designed to prove almost anything. You could design an epidemiological study to prove that sex doesn't cause pregnancy. And so what I don't understand, Doug, maybe you can explain it, is how so many of the people that are wise enough to distrust manufacturers such as Monsanto, people that are concerned about putting pesticides and GMOs in their body, I don't understand how they believe the nonsense the vaccine manufacturers claim, other than in a desperate desire to believe that they can have some magical safety net thrown over their family to prevent any form of harm. But it just isn't true. I want people to wake up. No mandatory vaccines.
All right. Dr. Bruce Shanahoff's website, 818newback.com. Check that out for more on his discussion here today on Good Day, 51 after the hour.